looking out. Hutnel says that we found in Klal Yisrael in the Torah twice that was built a house from wood. We have twice in the Torah that was built a house from wood. Tevas Noach was built from wood. And the Mishkan was built from wood. Twice in the Torah, houses were built from wood. Tevas Noach. And the Mishkan. Zadavutna, there was a difference in between the Mishkan and the Tevas Noach. The Mishkan was made to protect that water will not come into the Mishkan, to the Teva, and the bad will not have implement on the Teva to separate Noach from the bad people. Everything was bad, the whole world was bad. Mabul, Averis, Noach needs to be protected, to be sheltered. You make a Teva, you don't want that the water will come. You cover it with koifer, with bachutz. You cover it. You don't want the water to come into the table. The Mishkan was done in a time that Klal Yisrael were very good. Everyone was tzaddik, everyone was kadosh. They made a house to be even more kadosh. Not to protect from the outside. They wanted a house, shekol kule kadosh. The Mishkan, everything was bad. Was a Mishkan to protect you from the outside. They covered it from outside, Bekoifa. The Mishkan was not protected from outside, it was Zov, Kesef. Everyone saw the beauty. It was a Kedusha. Zagna Vutna, in the old days, the yeshivas, Klal Yisrael were good. Miyamem shel Avriseinu leposkomem yeshiva. The yeshivas were for Eilikait, for Kedusha. In our generation, the yeshiva is not only for Eilikait and Kedusha, the yeshiva is also a Tevas Noach to protect you from the outside. The street is so bad, the Ashpoh is so bad, the yeshiva has two things. It's a mokim full with Kedusha, but it's a mokim that separates you from the bad, protects you from the bad. What is the difference? Avudna explains. The teva that was protecting you from the bad had to be protected and closed completely. Koifer. Why? Because if not, the water will come in. The Mishkan was not closed completely. It was open doors. It was Eilikat inside. The old day, the yeshiva didn't have to be so close. It's Eilikat inside. The old days in the yeshiva is the mirror. They let everyone to come to the mirror. They ain't get inside. Today that the street is so bad, the first thing is you have to close the doors. You have to protect from the outside. Then you have to work on the inside. Zagdavutna, every person has to know it. It's not only legabi the yeshiva. If you protect it from outside, you could have the second mile of the yeshiva. But if you're not protected from the outside, you will never have a second mile of the yeshiva. So a guy was saying, what I do if I'm a balabas? Nebach, I can't be in the yeshiva the whole day. You have to make yourself a teva. The teva doesn't have to be big. Teva sneach was small, later we'll explain, Ramban. But the teva has to be protected. You have the hour that you learn, your phone is off. The hour that you learn, you go to a bismedrash. The time that you learn, the kviyas itim, to have it closed. Some people have a kviyas itim, every second they check the phone if they got a message. So they're not protected. They're not in a teva. You want to have a Hatzlocha. Yeshiva Bocher is, he goes to the Teva completely. During the week, he doesn't know what is going on in the world. Shabbos, he doesn't go away. He's protected. He's in the Teva. A guy that doesn't let himself to be in the Teva is not protected. Avudna says, this is the reason that both Tevas were made from wood. Ki ha'odom eitz ha'sodeh. This is the remez. Person has to know to be protected. Matzliach, it's not enough to be a mishkan. He has to have a tevas noyach. And the same thing, Be'ez Hashem, you build a house. The house has to be close, protected. Only like this you have siyata d'shmaya. If it's not close and protected, you can't be matzliach. I want to start our parsha. Maybe before we start, it's time a yediyah. So a lot of people don't know this yediyah. It's kedai maybe to say it. The Melech Shloimeh was a choshev meforesh of the Mishnayos. Perek Ches Mikilayim. It's fakelt from the Apikosim. The Apikosim take fakelt. We know that they're wrong. It's fakelt from the Apikosim. Perek Ches Mikilayim Mishnehei. Mishnah Vav. The halacha is a mishnayis of kilayim. You're not allowed to do an animal with a chaya with an animal. And the Mishnah says, what is animals, what is behemoths? The Mishnah says, an elephant and a monkey is a chaya. Nafkimina le marshal, you're not allowed to have a horse and a shoyl to take the manik the koin, where you have a wagon. Shoyl is sachris, but shoyl v'chamor yachdo. But what if you have a person and an animal? You're allowed. A person and a monkey, you're allowed. A monkey and a cow, you're not allowed to. Because a monkey is a chaya, and a cow is a behema. Frank the Melech Shleima Pshita. What a monkey and an elephant is a chaya. So he brings down from a chosid a mekubel Reb Shleima, Reb Meshulam. The Brochus it says if you see an elephant, you have to say Meshane Abrias. If you see a monkey, you have to say Meshane Abrias. This comes once in Halachish, if we do it today or not. So the Chochma Mekubal asked, what is so strange in an elephant and a monkey? You see, a zebra is also very interesting. Pajama, yeah? I mean, why elephant, Pung? Elephant. Monkey. He says like this, because B'day Ramabul, what happened B'day Ramabul and B'day Afloga, Hashem killed a third of them, and a third of the people, he turned them to be monkeys and elephants. Not like they think that monkeys became people, it's punk fakat. People became monkeys, this is the answer. People became monkeys. So I would think that monkey is a person. The male is no kilayim. He's a person that looks like a monkey. He brings down a medrash. Bimei enoish, four things happen. V'pneim niyu kekoifi. So we have to know that as a mekoyim melech shleime, take it that there's a link in between people and monkeys. And they said in Metzias, monkeys look like people, and elephants, I also read it when I was a kid, that they understand the language of people. Elephant is the only animal that understands the language of people. Yeah, what language? English, Hebrew, Genish Tahain. What kind of language? Weisach nicht, aber. They understand the language. So we'll start the parsha. Rashbi. Eile told us Noach, Noach ish tzadik, tomim hoyo bedoy hoysov. Eso eloiki misalech Noach. Noach ish tzadik, tomim hoyo bedoy hoysov, eso eloiki misalech Noach. Rashi says, tzadik bedoy hoysov, yesh mi rabiseinu dorshim leshvach, kol shiken shilo yobedoy rishil tzadikim hoyo tzadik yoysov. ויש דורשים הישר לגנאי, לפי דוירו היו צדי, אילו היו בדוירו של אברום, לא היו נחשב לכלום. שונח יש צדיק בדוירו יסוד, וכל שכן בדוירו של אברום. ויש אומרים לגנאי, אבל אם היו בדוירו של אברום, לא היו נחשב לכלום. So before she explained a lot of different things, what is exactly the pshat, it's not a stira. Some say Pshat, even in such a low Madoir, he was such a Choshev Tzadik. The Osborne explained that Avada in his Doir he was such a Tzadik, but that Tzidkes in the Doir of Avram didn't count nothing. But for sure, if Noach managed to be a Tzadik in a bad generation, he would be a Tzadik in a big generation. For example, we are in a very low Doir. Our biggest Tzadikim, I'm not speaking the Gdoir, myself. We can't compare ourselves to Rav Kiva Hegel. No shaykhs, right? But we could say, if in this generation you manage to grow, kal v'chomer in the door of Rav Kiva Hegel, you would not bav Yerushalmi. But mitzad sheni, the godless in our generation is nothing like the godless in Zman of Rav Kiva Hegel. So it's not a stira. Wow, such a goyim. He lo yo b'dor yashem b'chayim oizu lo yonech shav klum. B'chay ha'agoyim v'vilne lo yonech shav klum. But Tzad Sheni, if in this generation he's managing, Kol Shekin B'deir Shel Avram. So I want to ask you a shayla. So shteido that Noach was a tzaddik, that even if he would be B'deir Shel Avram, Kol Shekin, that he would be a bigger tzaddik. Is a gemore in Ksuvus. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, his time to die came. Hashem sent the Malach HaMoves to go to visit him. He came. He asked him, what you want before I kill you? He said, I would like to see my place in Gan Eden. Okay. I want to see it alive. It's an Indian to see the book in Gan Eden alive. So he told him, hold on to me, we'll fly. He told him, I'm scared, you're holding your knife. It's not gishmak, the whole way, I see the knife. Give me to hold the knife. Kimati le'oso. It's Ein Zayin Amud Beis. Kimati le'oso. He showed him, he picked him up to show him the place. Shava, he jumped in. Malach HaMoves catched his jacket. So he made a shvur that he's not leaving. So they went to Bezin Shemalo to matir the nether, not to matir the nether. And they decided, if in this world he was matir the dog, he will be matir his nether. If in this world is kulayemes, so we don't break his word even there. They checked, he never was matir the nether. They said he could stay, but the knife he has to give back to Malach HaMoves to take care of the rest of the world. He was starting to walk in the Gan Eden. Ose, Ashkech el Reb Shimon Bar Yochai de Yossi v'atleisar tarchi de dehave. He met Reb Shimon Bar Yochai that was sitting on 13 chairs of gold. I don't know exactly how you sit on 13, maybe one on each other. Basically, Shginoi, how you sit exactly on 13 chairs of gold. But he sat on 13 chairs of gold. Also, Eliyahu kamei, the Gemara says like this, v'komachris. Eliyahu was walking in front of Rabbi Shua ben Levi and he was machris. Panu mokim lebar levai. Panu mokim lebar levai. Make place to Rabbi Shua ben Levi, bar levai. Also, Ashkechel Eliyahu, the Yosef atleis ha-parchi lezahave. The dahave. Omar lei, Pshim bar yichai tenovu to Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Omar lei, atu bar levai? So Rashi, Atu ze shemachrizim olav panu mokim lebar levai. Omar ein, it's me. Omar le nira so hakeshes beyomecho. Omar ein. He asked him, you saw the keshet in your life? He said yes. Omar le yochi les ato bar levai. So Rashi, ein ato roi la kruz hazeh. Shehakeshes ois bris leolam shelo yechorev. Ve'im yesh tzadik gomur badoir and tzorich ois. Maharsho explains Pshat. The Keshes comes, we learn in the end of the parsha, when Hashem wants to give a Mabul, we make a brocha, the Gemara in brochas, Zeicher HaBris. Hashem says, when I will want to do a Mabul, Zeicher HaBris, by Gemoizi, will recall oit boso mimea Babul. ויאמר אלוהים זאת אויס הבריס אשר נויסין אסקשתי נוסעתי באונון ואויסו לאויס בריס ביני ובין האורץ ואוי בענני ענן על האורץ ונירסו הקשס וזוכרתי את הבריס אז זאת רשי שהקשס אויס בריס לאוילום שלא יחורף ואם יש צדי גומר בדוי אין צורך אויס זאת דמר שופ שפ כזאת צדי could protect the generation. So if it's a keshes, vaisto, if you're not a tzaddik, Hashem really wants to bring a marble, he just he doesn't bring a marble because he promised Noach. So if Shlomo Levi, you're not a tzaddik. If you would be a tzaddik, it would be no keshes. I don't understand why Eliyahu was machis panu moke. This is the Gemara. Zog the Gemara veloi. It's not true. It was no keshes. I'm sure Levi was onov. It's schwer, he never lied. Pitom here lies, and Olam Emes. But Ben Hashem, last week I found the answer that I'll tell you also the answer will be later. I'm about. So I had a kasha when I was a bocher, I had a kasha on this Gemara. What Rabbi Shua Mechai Tain is to Rabbi Shua Ben Levi? If you're a tzaddik, so you have to protect the world, so there's no reason for a kashas. So why was the keshes? Why is Noach not a tzaddik? Noach is a tzaddik. The kol shekin b'dorei shel Avraham. No, so why was the mabul? The teretz is a tzaddik and is a teva. B'shua b'levi also. Rashi says the kol shekin b'dorei shel Avraham. The kol shekin b'dorei shel Avraham. So we see that Noach is a tzaddik and he can't protect from a mabul. So what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai wants from Yeshua ben Levi? What he wants from Yeshua ben Levi? It's not a kash. So you could say, if you derech, what we said from the Maharal, that the pshat is, v'kol shekin b'derech shel Avraham, he would be a bigger tzaddik. But now the Maisi was not a big tzaddik. He was a tzaddik b'yachas to his generation, and the derech from Avraham Avinu, he would be in a higher madrega. Just we're not mourning from him to be more from what he could. Rabbi Shimon ben Levi is already in a higher madrega, as an ador shekulei Torah. So in that door, a tzaddik really comes out so big that he could protect. Noach could not protect. Noach was only relevant to his generation. He was a tzaddik. Kol shekin v'vi by Avraham, he would be a bigger tzaddik. But to protect, you really need to know Shas Bavli Yerushalmi Tzivzivah Mechilta Tosefta. To be potential tzaddik doesn't help. Yeah, this could be one mehalach. Aber behelen this mehalach. Lama gain a tzveite mehalach. So when I was a bocher in Ponovich, I asked those yeshivas in Ponovich. So Rebel Bavarsky told me aza mehalach. Second mehalach. What was the mehalach? He said like this. Rashi brings down that the Noach, the Mabul, was delayed. Because we were waiting till the hesped of Mr. Shelach. Mr. Shelach delayed the Mabul. Zakta Razer. Noach, the Haftorah state, May Noach Zoisli. The Mabul is called the water of Noach. Zog the Gemara, why it's called the water of Noach? Shehoyoloi li ispalel al doiroi velo ispalel. Noach did not daven enough on his generation. So Rebbe Bovarsky explained like that. It's two kinds of tzaddikim. It's the tzaddik that is involved with the Olam, and it's a Lamed Vovnik that sits in his corner. When a Lamed Vavnik sits in his corner and the Deir is a bad generation, Hashem has a very posh Te'eitze. He gives Mabul, he takes the Tzadik, he puts him in a box. He's anyway living in his old world. When a Tzadik is involved with the world, you can't give him Mabul because he's a part of the world. Mr. Shelach was Mechiach Bnei Deiroi, so when the Zman that he was living, Hashem could not give the Mabul. May Neach Zoisli, he was not Mispalel al Doiroi, he lived on his own. He lived on his own, but mainly he cannot protect. Rabbi Shua ben Levi was a tzaddik that didn't live on his own. He was a very popular tzaddik. He was running around the streets the whole day. So he had to protect. Avushte Ed Rabbi Shua ben Levi was a popular tzaddik. The next line of the Gemara says, was another Amoiro. The Gemara says that his time to die came. Eliyahu Hanavi came to him. What do you want before I kill you? He said, show me my place. He said, you're planning to do like Rabbi Shua ben Levi. He said, I'm planning or not planning. I'm asking you, show me my place. Hashem told you to give me the last wish. I'm asking to see my place. He told him, I will check. If you're a tzaddik like Rabbi Shua ben Levi, he asked him, you learn Kol HaTorah Kulo? Yes. You know it? Yes. Every 20 days, I have to Kol HaTorah Kulo. You're Mekayim Evisi? Yes, Mekayim Evisi. So, Malachmor doesn't know what to know. He tells him, I have one more thing. The Gemara says, Hizoru Bebalei Ra'aso. It was a machla, like a yen machla in our generation, but it was so catchy. The Gemara says, if the wind blows this way, don't stand near a Bali Rosson because it's catchy. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Mikrach be'adayu ve'osik be'iraise. He would go to these people and learn with him chavrusa. Omar, ayeles ahuvim, ayeles chayim. Im chayim ma'alo alem deo, agun ilo imagno, I'm not scared. So he told him, tell me, you also help people? He said, no, this I didn't do. He said, so there's no way up. The people that I take up is only people that are mamish meisa nefesh for the other person. So Rabbi Shimon Levi, that is such a person as meisa nefesh, if he would be a tzaddik, he would have to protect the generation. This is the way Rebel Povalsky answered the kasha. I think it's also not the Gishmak Terence. My father said a third Terence. I think it's Emes Lamito. And it's Rashi. Kol's man was no keshes. How the keshes helps? Before Shem asked the kasha, why Hashem needs the keshes? He has to remember. The keshes is Mo'ir, the korban from Noach, and this is gives the schus. Before was a keshes, when a bad people do bad, Hashem has to give a mabul. Noach, you put him in a box. After the keshes is Mo'ir Rachmi. Im yesh tzaddik badoir, you don't need a keshes. Why? The tzaddik is Mo'ir Rachmi. Omer, the reason will be no mabul, not bischus the tzaddik. The tzaddik is the ois. I'll read the Loshon Rashi. She'akeshes ois bris lo'oilom shelo yechorev. V'im yesh tzaddik gomor badoir, ein tzorich ois. So Mashal says, why? Because the tzaddik will, man, keep shooting. I know it sounds a little bit shvach. We sing it in like Bo'ima. And Rav Shimon Bar Yochai himself, kol yomov asher choyo, ois hakeshes loy niro, ki hu ois oylom oyo, Adonainu Bar Yochai. Kol yomov asher, it's v'amaltem kol echoy, the three before the end. Kol yomov asher choyo, ois hakeshes loy niro, ki hu ois oylom oyo, Adonainu Bar Yochai. Ki hu ois oylom oyo. But before the haftochev keshes, there's no way to the tzad. But I saw last week from the Oris Dvash, he says pshat. Sudden the new gemaras in Dafayomi, the Likutim there. The gemara in Sof Brochas brings down that if someone sees a keshes, one man the Omer holds, he has to bury down to the floor. Because Hashem is inside the keshes. You see Hashem beside the keshes. So you have to mishtach v'dal when you see the keshes. Mitzad Sheini, the Gemara says, a keshes is a terrible thing. Shem Bar Yochai said, niras la keshes b'yomecho. We have a Gemara, the Gemara says, Chgiget af Yudalim amud beis. Posach Rabbi Yeshua v'dorish. Oysu ayoyim tkuf astamu zoyo. Niskashu shomayim b'ovim v'nirasu kemin keshes b'onon v'yu maloche ha'shores miskatzim u'boyim mishmoya. Keshes is a great zach. Aloche is not allowed to look inside the keshes because it's Mare Hashem. Tzad Sheini, we say if the keshes was in your days, it's a simen klolo. Zog di Arizdvash, Arizdvash is Rabbi Yenisim Aibishitz. is two keshes, it says. There's a keshe that comes for 1 minute. That keshe is a bad semen that Hashem wanted to destroy the world. Keshes that stands for a long time, that is the real keshes that Kvod Shamayim is inside the keshes. He says this is the pshat in two parts of the brachas. Zoicher abris v'kayim b'ma'amori. And we make either broche say, when we see the small one, say when we see the long one, like you bench. And he says that this is the pshat in the Gemara of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. That the pshat in the Gemara of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai meant that, he doesn't lie. The O'Reilly could not even matter his nether. He never said a sheker in his life. He asked him, when he asked him, you Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, he said yes. He didn't say, I'm an honor, that's not me. When he asked him, Nireso HaKeshes B'Yomecho, he meant to ask him that short one. When he said yes, he meant the other keshes. The keshes Shemar Hashem. He brings a raya. We say in Yom Kippur, Kemar HaKeshes Ba'onon Mari Koyen. In Yom Kippur, to be masked something that is Mekatrig and Klal Yisrael, Kemar Chosen. Mare Koyen, Kimare Veren, Kimare Keshes, Besaychono, it's a terrible thing. This is the beauty. It's Kvod Shamayim. So Rabbi Shimon Levi, when he answered him yes, he meant to say yes, not on the Chelek. If bad, and the right one. Just when Rabbi Shimon Levi asked him on the small one, so he said, this is not a lie. To say one thing the other person understands different doesn't ishkan sheker. So it's another from Yeshua ben Levi, he gave Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai to understand that was the bad keshes, but Be'etzem was the good keshes. Chazal say, Vatishoches ha'oretz lifnei ha'loikim, Vatimoleh ha'oretz chomos. Rashi says gezer. So the Ma'aseh Chazal say that b'deira mabul, the averus of b'deira mabul was not only chomos, was gilei arayis. You saw in the last parsha was gilei arayis, full with gilei arayis. Ki hishchis. Rashi says, even the animals were megale arayas. And in our parsha it says, Vatimole ha'oretz chomos. So, Rabbi Niyoyne, even that the oynish is in al arayas, over a Kadosh Baruch Hu is choisem the din al gezer. Gezel is korev lihipora. Rabbeisa, you have to remember that. It's a scary thing. Yom Kippur, the whole tefillah we daven. But in Ila we say, Lema'al nechdal me'oishik yodeinu. Lema'al nechdal me'oishik yodeinu. Twice. It's a lachash. Yom Kippur, ala aveiris. We read Parshas Arayis. Oleh, oleh, we read the whole Parsha. Kedoshim, we meet it in Yom Kippur. To mechaper al avon harayis. This is the Kriyas HaTeire. To remind people, you also to do Gilei harayis, do tshuva, it's Yom Kippur. This is the reason we read this parasha in Yom Kippur. Aber, lenechta melo al hagezer. Rav Zalman of Alojin says, this is the pshat. Chazal say, about Magdim, Shalomeshi brings down a moshel. Says, was is a bird that takes fish. She swallows fish. So she goes down, it's called the sholof. She has a big mouth and she chaps fish. I don't know how they call it in English. So she goes down. She's about to chap a fish. So the fish tells her, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created me. Rachmanis on Hashem's creation. It's not nice. So she's about to drop him. And she sees like a little baby fish falls out from the mouth of the fish. She tells the fish, if you eat a baby fish, I'm eating you. Zayin Shalom Meshiv. You come to Hashem, Hot Rachmanes on me. We tell you, and you have Rachmanes on him. If you don't have Rachmanes on him, I don't have Rachmanes on you. If you have Rachmanes, you don't take from no one else. I will wait. Zogim Zalman, the Gemara says that Gimel Averis was Chubon Abayis. There's another place, Leichol v'Yerushalayim, Elo she'emidu divreim al divreteir. Zogim Zalman is exactly the same thing. If Klal Yisrael were not ma'imi divreim al divreteir, Moichel do, Moichel do. Hashem says, Moichel do, Moichel do. But no, it's my seat, it's my place, it's my food, the light has to be, the deer, everything. Hagan Tzayeke. Because Baruch Hu, Hagan Tzayeke. If you're Hagan Tzayeke, I will also tell you. They bring down Chazal tells us in our parsha that we had the Doira Aflogen Nimroit, and Vayikach Vayomas Horon al Pnei Terach Oviv. Be'eretz Melatoi Be'ur Kasdim. It's good to know this. It's Perik Yud Aleph, Posuk Chofches. Vayomos Horon al Pnei Terach Oviv Be'eretz Melatoi Be'ur Kasdim. What is the pshat? So Rashi brings down that Be'etzem, the whole story of Avraham Avinu of Kivshan Ha'esh is learned out from this Posuk. Vayomos horon al pnei terach ovi be'eretz melatoi be'ur kasdim. I want to read the Rashi. Medrash Hagodol. She'al yedei oviv meis, she'kov al terach al Avrom bnoi lifnei nimroid, al she'kitet et salmov, that Avrom broke the avid ezores. Yishlichoi lekivshan ha'esh, horon yoishev o'imer beliboi, im Avrom noitzeach ani mishaloi, im nimroid noitzeach ani mishaloi, כשניצל אברום אומר להורן משל מיית, הוא אמר להם, אורן משל אברום אני. ישלחו לכיף של האיש ונשרף. וזהו אור קסדים. זה סתם, זה על המול. בוחר has to know. All these chazal, all these stories that we have, the medrash does it from one פסוק. ויומס הורן על פני תרח אוביב, ויומס הורן על פני תרח אוביב, באור קסדים. What is באור קסדים? What the פסוק is coming to say? So from that, Chazal has the whole story. That Avraham was chapping with the Tzlomim. Everyone learns it in Cheder. And then Avraham goes into Kivshan Ha'esh. And Avraham goes out from the Kivshan Ha'esh. And Horon goes into the Kivshan Ha'esh. And here, all the Chazal, this Pasuk, is telling us all of that. Avada, Evi Bocher, when he was a kid, had a question why this story is not written down. Claw in the Teher, this Meshunadike miracle. But there's a lot of reasons. One of the reasons is, you see, Horon saw Avram falling into the fire. And he went in because he believed if Avram could go in, I also could go in. And he didn't come out. If the Mesirus Nefesh in the Teher will be built on a story that Avram is saved from the fire, everyone will go into the fire to think, I'll be saved like Avram. And this is what the Teher didn't want. This is the reason it's behest upon him. It's a bazunder shmuz. I want to say over, Reb Simcha Wasserman says over from his father that 2 weeks, now we're learning Rebel Chonon, Kovitz Ha'ores, I'm sure everyone, you know, when he's bored in Seder, when he read the first page, but all the story how Rebel Chonon went into the Kivshan Ha'esh, and he, Germany, Yimach Shmom, killed him. So, 2 weeks before, he said, when the first Mesirus Nefesh was Avraham v'Horon, they went into Kivshan Ha'esh, Leman Shmo Yisborach. Reb Elchanan called over his Talmidim and he gave them chizuk. I want to give you over the chizuk from Reb Elchanan. When he spoke out this, he said like this. Was a yid. He never knew what is a farm. He heard that farm is a very interesting thing to see a farm. So he went to a farmer and he told him, I want to see how the system of the farm works. He says, with pleasure. He comes. He sees a beautiful sade. Grass. Very nice. He looks. He says, now what? Farmer says, you could be, but you have to keep quiet. He takes the machresha and he starts to flung the whole sade. Turn it over. The guy tells him, you meshuga, it was such a beautiful sade. All green. Now it's all turned over, muddy. He's quiet. He stands there. He sees the guy buys wheat. Mamish, good, he checks, not broken ones, full, nice pieces of wheat. And he starts to throw them inside the ground. Doesn't mishuga, you know how much costs you this wheat? You know how many families you could feed? 5 big sacks of wheat? It's quiet. Okay, he looks. The guy takes over the machresha and buries it. Zel, you will never find it. Doesn't it mishuga? What? He waits. After 4 months, he sees mamish. Wheat, the whole sod is full growing. He says, oh, it looks very nice. He sees the farmer comes, starts to cut it off. He says, till it grew again, you're again cutting it? He says, shh, you might have to be quiet. He waits. He says, he takes the wheat, starts to grind it. He says, no, how about sugar? You made flour out of it? He says, wait. Okay. He says, flour. The guy takes water, makes some mud out of it. Kind of dough. Okay. He says, okay, what we'll do with the dough? We'll eat the dough. Like, he's taking a little piece, he tastes it. No. In the end, it could be something. Sees the guy, makes a fire, takes the dough, throws it into the fire. He jumps and he says, Meshuggah, a whole year you're going to burn it now? Doesn't wait 2 more minutes. He says, Kadosh Baruch Hu is throwing us into the fire. And we started to scream, Otot, Otot, the bread is coming out of the fire. This is life. This is life. Person has this yoinus. Kifshanaish is only echatimtze. Kifshanaish is only echatimtze. It's only echatimtze. To come to the Shleimus, to come to the Madrege, to come close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's only a way to get there. It's only a way to get there. Chaim Ganievsky brings down, the Pasuk says, Vayikach terach Zavron bnoi, Vayetsu ito mi'ur kasdim. Vayetsu ito mi'ur kasdim. What is Vayetsu ito mi'ur kasdim? So he brings down the Magid Midukta says, Yaakov asher podo es Avrom, is a pasuk. Bischus Yaakov, Avrom went out of Ur Kasdim, Yotsu. Royu oyu Avrom shei sorif. Hakoyo tzorich lotzes imenu Yaakov. Frag the Magid Midukta, Avrom, Yaakov had to save Avrom. Zakna, no, for Avram would be the best thing to burn and to go up to the Shemaim. Kol kule kodesh, what he needs to stay in this world for. Oh, but you have to have Yaakov. So Yaakov made that Avram will come out of the Ur Kasdim. Oh, but to Mekadesh Shem Shemaim, fakert. Mekadesh Shem Shemaim, Adarab. I want to go back a little bit to the Teva. Bis Yosef says, a givaldik evol. It says in the beginning of the Pasuk, Noyach ish tzadik tomim hoyo bedoyroysa. Then, in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Aleph, it says, Vayim Hashem lenoyach bo atove, el ha-teva ki oyscho roisi tzadik. So the first says, Neach ish tzadik tomi moyo bedoy roiso. And then when Hashem tells Neach to come to the table, ki oyscho roisi tzadik. So Rashi tells in the kasha, ולא נאמר צדיק תומי. רש"י פרק ז' פסוק א', מכאן שאומרים מקצת שבוכי של אדם בפונו, כולו שלו בפונו. אבל השאלה היא איזה קייס, maybe בפונו say תומי, שלו בפונו say צדיק תומי. Why the first time it says צדיק תומי, second time it says צדיק? Maybe if I go, the first time say צדיק תומי, the second say תומי. Also it says, זוגת בסייסף like this. They are Mabu, we said, they are Oivra with the Zore, and they are Prutzim and Arayas. They did two things, with the Zore and Arayas. Arayas, you say Tzadik, like Yosef a Tzadik. With the Zore, you say Tomim. Tomim Tim Hashem Elikecho. But Zogt Bis Yosef, when Noach went into the tzaddik, to the teva, Noach was taken, was not over there, was had a schuz that he was not posed by Begile Harayas. Legabi, the whole door, he was not over there with his own. Chazal say, the Hemshech HaPosuk, ויקרא לאורץ סופו אחס דבורים אחודים ויהיו בנוסו מכנם וימצו ביקו בארץ שינו וישבו שם ויאמרו איש אל רעהו הובו נלבנו לבנים ונשרפו לשריפו ותהי לנו הלבנו לאבן והחומר הובו נלבנו לנו עיר ומגדל וראשת בשמיים ונעשו לנו שם ונופוץ על פני כל האורץ וירד השם לירוס לסעיר. This is דויר האפלוגו. They wanted to build a building up to the Shomayim. So it says, "Vayi binoso mikedem vayimtzu ubiko." They went to a low, low valley, and there they built a big migdal. So I heard once from someone who was a son of a pirish. He asked the kasha. They want to get to the top. I would go to Switzerland to the top mountain and build there the migdal. Yeah, they went to the lower place in Bovel, Bonas Foso. The lowest place in the world, and from there you start to up. But you have 3 miles before you get to the top of the top mountains. Go to the highest mountain and start from there. It could be Stam. It's more, could stand better in a Biko. But there was a guy that he was son of a Pirish. Baruch Hashem, he came back. But when he was a Pikoyos, he told me the vote. He told me there was such a Pikosim, they didn't even want to use the mountains of Hashem. And they wanted to go to the lower place in the world to start. Now, it's not clear what exactly was the chet of the Deira Aflog. The Lashon HaPosuk is V'nas lanu shem penofutz al pnei kol ha'oretz. V'nas lanu shem penofutz al pnei kol ha'oretz. Rashi brings down different Hesberim. What was exactly the chait of the Deira Afloga? But they wanted to nasa lo nushem. They wanted to have a piece of memory. I don't know what it means. So they say over, Givaldik Evot. A person, Chazal say like this, when they go to kill someone, when they come 10 amas before the place that they're going to kill, the person is chayev skile, they tell him, say vidui, chotosi la'ashem, tiye misosi kaporosi. They tell him, do vidui. We learn it out from Ochol. If he doesn't know what to say, we tell him what to say. Zog de Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, what would it be if the person knows that he didn't do the Aveir? He knows that the Eidim are Eidim Sheker. So he could say, תהיה מסוסי קפירוסי לכל אברינויסאי חוץ מחזה. אמרו לוי, אם כן, everyone will say it. Even the people that was מחל שבס, they would say, תהיה מסוסי קפירוסי חוץ מחזה. We're forcing them to do תשובה. פייק רביץ עלה, they're going to kill him in 10 אמה. What is gaining to say, תהיה מסוסי קפירוסי חוץ מחזה? Because he doesn't want people to know that he did a aver. He's dying in a minute. He's dying in a minute. But a person wants that people will think that he was a good person. A person has a meshuna dekataiva. He's leaving the world. In Olam HaEmes, if he says, Tia misasi kaparosi, or be a kapora for everything. Or be a kapora for everything. But he wants people to think that he never did have it. So he's masking. Once he's dying, he's not here anymore. All of the life a person wants that to leave something in the world, to do something, to change the world. You see the whole world, make peace. They want that the world will remember us. You'll not be here. Who will remember? You'll be dead. We'll be, no. It's a taive. Rabbi Tzalei explains, like a person doesn't want to die, he feels that if he leaves his memories, he's not dead. Shishtusim. But it's such a starke taive. We're so worried what people will say, and what they will say. Because eventually when I will die, he wants to have a big levaya. I know someone is very busy to have a big levaya. Sure. What is nafkimim when you're dead? What is nafkimim what levaya you will have? Because mom is busy organizing the mics. Serious person. Signs, you know, to make good signs that Eilam will come, yeah? Pussy does. It's a machle. But because of that machle, we give up on learning, we give up on everything. Because my yoimu. I just want to finish the Ben Ishchai and Parshas Noyach, what Alamol say over a Letzinusa David Azor. He would say, you know, Chazal say that Rashi brings down that Avraham Avinu broke all of the tzlomim. They say people came to Avraham Avinu, they want, his father was in charge to sell the Geshke. So they came to Avraham. So Avraham told the guy, you're 50 years old, this Geshke was born yesterday. Another guy came, he told him, you're 60, this was born 60 years ago. Then Avraham Avinu went and he broke all the tzlami and he left one pestle and he left the hammers in his hand. His father came, he asked him what happened. He told him, listen, someone bring food. All of the psalim wanted to eat. The big pestle got very upset because he's much older from them. He took a hammer and he broke all of them. His father told him, the pestle could break. This one, he mastered him to Nimrod. So his father told him, I don't understand, but if you think I will believe you that a pestle could break all the other psalim? He told him, you don't believe me that a pestle could break all the other psalim, but you dive into the pestle that will help you? This is what Avraham told his father. As they Chazal say, the Letznus of Avid Zorah, what Terach did, the Letznus of Avid Zorah. This was the Letznus of Terach to do Letznus of Avid Zorah. So the Ben Ishchai would say over in his Chumashir, he'd say there was a year that didn't have money. His life was so bitter, no food, nothing. He decided, you know what, I'll go to the desert. You're not allowed to kill yourself. The robbers will chop me, they will kill me. They decide, they will kill me. Maybe not. Maybe they will chop me. They will make me a slave. My life will be even worse. So they decided, you know what? I'll go to the street. Then the Yidden lived in Yidden streets, and it was the night scene. I'll go there. They hate Yidden. Kids, he went there. No one touched him. Going for 2 hours. He said, you know what? You will go to the church. There for sure. He comes into the church. No one is there. So you know what, I'll go to the place where they have the food. You know, if you steal that food, you hide miss it right away. He goes to the place there. He sees no one is there. The priest, no one is around. He goes inside, he sees that's mamish looks like. He says the getchke from gold, all the food. He says, no one is around. Then he sees like a beautiful chandelier goes down from the ceiling from gold. He says, you know what? If no one is here, let me to cut it. Take it to my house. I'll have money. Yeshua Hashem Kefai. He takes the ladder, cuts the shavanir, comes with a jacket, runs to the home. He goes into the person that melts gold. He tells him, listen, melt it to 4 pieces. But one piece take to yourself, 3 pieces for me. He melts it, he puts it under his bed. Finish, he has now all of his money, everything is good. The koyma, the priest, they come into the church, they see the shavanir is missing. The priest knows that the king will kill him. I mean, he's in charge to 24 hours to beat her, that nothing will happen. He goes to the king and he tells the king, listen, I'm telling you, the only ones that could do it is the Yidden. Put up a sign that if the Yidden are not telling him 7 days who is the person that killed, that stole from the church in Shadonir, all the Yidden have to leave the city, and the 10 Rabbanim, the 10 Nechbarim of the Yidden will be hanged up. So the Rav makes a tainis. This Yid runs over to the Rav and tells the Rav, Rav, you don't have to make a tainis. I stole it. You don't believe me, come under my bed. You can see the 3 pieces of gold. He says, don't worry, Rav, I will take care of it. He goes to the house of the king. They don't want to let him in. Tells the guy in the door, tell the king, I know who stole the shavanir. He comes in. The king tells him, who stole it? He said, I stole it. He said, you stole it? You don't want all the inn to be killed. He says, the king, you don't believe me, come under my bed. There's 3 pieces of gold. That we melted out from the shavanir. Franklin the king, tell me, are you crazy? Why you did it? He says, I will tell you why I did it. But he said, your king knows, you know, you chayav mis. He said, yeah, but I want the priest, the top one, I forgot his name, you know, all the gdolim from the all of will come and I'll say the story why I took it. So the king calls the koimel, the bishop, all these, you know, the pope, all of these, Ale. After the Zohar, they come together, and he says, I'll tell you what happened. I don't have what to eat. And Mamash, I decided, if I don't have what to eat, I'm going to kill myself. Then I decided, listen, you know, I tried so much to daven to Hashem. Hashem never gave me money. You know, all of the goyim are davening to the church. Mistama, maybe, so, it can be that everyone has a mistake. And even if everyone has a mistake, can be that the priests and all these people have a mistake. And even if they could be have a mistake, but the king for sure doesn't have a mistake. So if the king davens for him, for sure he's a good God. So I went. I came to daven. I walked in, first time in my life. I see the gold. I was so impressed. I really started to cry. And you know, your Rebbeinu Shel Olam is so good. He loves people. He turned over to me and he told me, why are you crying? I told him, I don't have what to eat. He told me, don't cry, take the shelter there. I told him, I can't do that. Take from your house, I can't do it. I can't do it. He says, take. I said, he can't do it. So you know what he did? He took the ladder, he climbed up, he cut the shelter there and he gave it to me. So he told me to take it, I had to listen. So you tell me what I have to do. So the priest and all that, they look at each other. They tell the king, you know, we could go out for a couple of minutes. They go out and say, listen, we know it never happened. But if he says that he's such a good guy, you know, we can't do nothing about it. They come in, they tell the king, if Getschke Alain told him that he could take it, then the halacha is that it's okay. I say the Ben Ishchai, I would say Alamol. There's nothing, there's no mamish in it, only Einat Milvadri, only Arribayin Shalim.